Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Muncie traffic, there is a pattern change coming tomorrow. And what are all those cones on McGallier? She grew up in Alexandria, and now they have ruled on her cause of death. Pacers lose. What's next? And today it's May Day. May Day, it's also Justin Timberlake Day. Steve Lindell, as we test new equipment, will explain what we're doing very soon. This is exciting. First, let's get into our very exciting weather. That is always from meteorologist for WMUN, Paul Poteet.
Little wave zipping through this morning may bring a passing shower, especially from Anderson, Muncie northward. Otherwise, it'll be a partly sunny day. It's going to be even warmer than yesterday, high of 80. Tonight, partly cloudy, 56. A warm front moves up on us tomorrow, and that could bring a morning scattered shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, partly sunny on Thursday, 83. And then the clouds increase Thursday night, low 62. Showers and some thunder will be around on and off through the day on Friday. Some pretty good rain totals, but nothing severe expected. 76 for the high. And most of the weekend will be quiet. We might have some isolated showers or storms around in the afternoon. Either day, highs into the mid-70s.
Thank you very much, Mr. Poteet. 8:07, live in our WMUN studio. Steve Lindell hosting Delaware County Today. What people are talking about, Muncie, Delaware County. Weather is always one of those items. Another one, unfortunately, as a cause of death released. You're going to hear more about this within our local news summary as well from Network Indiana. But national reporting on this story now. She grew up in Alexandria, Indiana, in Madison County, not far from where I'm sitting right now, and they have ruled on her cause of death.
I'm Devin Kelly with your Fox True Crime Minute. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation concluded Suzanne Morphew, a mom of two, who went missing on Mother's Day in 2020, died by homicide in the setting of drug intoxication. The 49-year-old mother's remains were located in the area about 45 miles from her home, with drugs often used as animal tranquilizers in her system. The same sedatives her husband Barry Morphew had told investigators he used to shoot deer in his yard with a tranquilizer gun, according to the Denver Gazette. Barry was initially accused of killing his wife and was charged with murder and tampering with physical evidence. The charges against him, though, were dropped without prejudice, so prosecutors can still decide to pursue charges against him. No other arrests have been made in the case. CBI continues to investigate Suzanne's homicide. There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Devin Kelly with your Fox True Crime Minute.
On WMUN News Radio, Fox News affiliate updates right around the top of the hour. Every day, weekdays, weekends, because news happens all the time. Our local news summary, next item here, we're going to give you a traffic alert first. City of Muncie and Indiana Michigan Power actually put this one out late yesterday afternoon. This is on Tillotson in Muncie. They're completing the underground power line construction that'll allow the reopening of the intersection at Tillotson and Riverside Avenues. This is for Muncie drivers. So starting tomorrow, May the 2nd, crews plan to start adjusting traffic patterns to reopen that intersection. So Tillotson Avenue will stay reduced to one lane in each direction between Riverside Avenue and West Petty Road. There will be no turning restrictions at the intersection of Tillotson and Riverside Avenues, as there has been, I think, for a while. And then they're going to leave it set up that way through the month of May. Through the rest of May is what their hope is as they keep working on the underground power lines. Another traffic item here for City of Muncie. If you've never been here before, listeners in Minnesota, hi, Mom, and Chicagoland. I think you're actually from around here listening every day. Cool. Glad you're here. Anyway, McGalliard is basically the road that leads everywhere, basically speaking. If you want to get anywhere in Muncie, more or less, McGalliard is the main thoroughfare. And there are cones everywhere on the side of the road. I've been trying to figure out what's going to be happening and when. In other words, those cones look like on McGalliard in Muncie, they're going to be blocking what looks like one lane in both directions for a really long stretch. Can't find out yet what that's all about, but I will. I'll get to the bottom of it and try to report here and elsewhere within the Wolf Boom Radio Group and WMUN. Now to our local news summary. These stories and more airing on all of our stations in East Central Indiana this morning and now on WMUN.
The prosecutor in the Delphi murders case wants the suspect's legal team to be prevented from presenting key parts of their case to the jury.
If you've heard of Odinism, alternative suspects, or cell phone geo-tracking data from suspect Richard Allen's legal team, well, that's the material prosecutor Nick McClellan wants kept out of the trial. In a motion filed Monday, McClellan wants Special Judge Fran Gall to prevent any of that information from being presented next month, even the testimony from former Rushville cop Todd Click. He's the one who testified about Odinism and other suspects. It's the latest motion piled on top of several others that still haven't been decided, even with the trial about 2 weeks away. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
A person has died of contributing factors more than a month after a tornado struck Randolph County. Star Press says Robert G. Blancett II, 73, died April 21st at IUBMH in Muncie. Nearly 40 were injured in our area. The EF3 tornado is the same one that started in farmland Indiana, crossed the state line, ended up in Union City in Dark County, Ohio. State police say they'll miss the canine named Maverick, who just retired. John Herrick explains why.
Maverick would help the U.S. Marshals arrest violent felons, help other police departments confiscate illegal drugs, and locate other key evidence. But that's not all.
Maverick was called upon for a lot of safety and security details for different dignitaries and VIPs.
And State Police Sergeant John Perrine says Maverick's partner was Sergeant Susan Rentschler. Now he'll spend retirement as Rentschler's family pet. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
Indiana DNR is bending the rules just a little bit so you can enjoy some summer fun.
The first of four free fishing days is coming up on May 12th. Free fishing days allow Hoosiers to cast their line without needing a fishing license or a trout and salmon stamp. The event is happening at public waters throughout the state, and regulations still apply, such as bag limits, such as size limits, and what fish you can catch during the season. Parks all over Indiana will be hosting special events on the 12th to celebrate. A list of events and their locations can be found at events.in.gov. Sam Fritz, Network Indiana.
Jennifer McCormick, Democratic candidate for Indiana governor, calls it reproductive rights. Some call it abortion. She had another town hall event this week. She said in a statement, quote, "All three of my reproductive rights town halls were very well attended and appreciated. Hoosiers deserve a voice and leaders who will listen." Continued quoting, "As governor, I will prioritize restoring women's rights to our own health care decisions," unquote. A man from Indianapolis has won the second largest Hoosier lottery jackpot ever. Donnie Burgess reports on the winner.
He's been playing the lottery since Indiana started it when he was about 18 years old.
And it finally paid off, says Jennifer Diswaner. She represents the 50-year-old man from Indy's West Side who chose to not share his name. He plans to take the $44 million he won from a ticket purchased near the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and do just about anything he wants to do.
For now, he's going to take 6 to 12 months for rest and travel. His lease ends soon, so he will move, but plans to stay in the area as his friends and family are here.
And he wants to start a business. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
The Smash Cancer tennis match was last night in Yorktown, but Delta coach Tim Cleland talked in the morning about the team event they had the evening before.
We had the privilege of being at the hospital, at the Cancer Center, for our dinner. Brings the two teams together. And we had a fantastic speaker, Eric Day, two-time brain cancer survivor, with a fantastic message about, you know, just your attitude and your perspective and
So, for example, I get to go to work today. I don't have to go to work today. I get to go to work. And, when we start looking at it like that, about it's a privilege to get to do things that other people, are just not able to do, changes your whole perspective on life.
That from WMUN News Radio. A major Hoosier developer is prepared to construct a soccer stadium that will dramatically change Indianapolis's skyline. Ryan Hendrick has that.
Yet Indy 11 owner Ursil Ozdemir is baffled by Mayor Joe Hogsett's departure from the original plan to construct a new stadium, especially because they've already broken ground on a site.
And then with that old understanding, we start tearing the buildings down. The site is now ready to be built.
Ozdemir talking with WIBC's Tony Katz. The mayor wants an MLS team but doesn't have a group to pay for the upfront costs. With 11 Park, a plan to pay for the stadium is already there. Ryan Hedrick, Network Indiana.
On Monday, 13-time Indy 500 veteran and 5-time IndyCar race winner Wally Dallenbach passed away. He was 87. His wife, Peppy, passed away in 2023. He is survived by 3 children. What he heard was unacceptable. Harrison Silcox explains.
Not all of the pro-Palestine protests are the same, but some have included chants to kill Jewish people, says Indiana State Police Superintendent Doug Carter.
The message down there is the elation of all Jews. It's very, very clear. We realized that very, very early on.
Talking with WIBC's Tony Katz, several people have been arrested since IU changed policy to not allow tents on Dunn Meadow. Carter says something needs to be done to calm down protests on college campuses across the country. Harrison Silcox, Network Indiana.
Today's the day they find out where they're headed for the postseason. But what's it been like this week so far for the Ball State men's golf team?
Nerve-wracking, exciting, satisfaction, tiring, you name it. We've kind of run through it. But you know what? It's all been a blessing and from an awesome thing that happened for our team.
Coach Mike Fleck, MAC Coach of the Year on WMUN's Power Hour Monday afternoon.
I'm Peter Killeen. Indiana Court of Appeals upholding the 35-year sentence given to a Newcastle man who severely injured an 86-year-old resident. 38-year-old Derek Allen Wethington pleaded guilty but mentally ill to burglary. Star Press reporting Wethington on April 25th last year forced his way into a home along Grand Avenue attacking the victim whom he did not know. A Henry County woman stands accused of setting fire to a home she'd been living in. According to the Star Press, 35-year-old Amanda Blevins was arrested April 23rd after her boyfriend reported she set fire to his home on the 200 block of South Main Street in western Henry County. The man reported he returned home after going out for dinner to find the front porch area was on fire.
A proposed district in downtown Noblesville could make it easier for festival organizers and residents and visitors to have a good time. Indiana Business Journal's Daniel Bradley says it's called a designated outdoor refreshment area. It would let people ages 21 and older purchase alcoholic beverages from participating bars, restaurants, and vendors. Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb signed that legislation into law last year. The National Association of Broadcasters revealed the election results for its radio board of directors. Our owner, Woof Boom Radio President Jay Chapman, will immediately take over the District 10 board seat from Mike Holvey of Newhoff Media, who stepped down for a job at the Radio Advertising Bureau.
And I had a very nice run into yesterday with Brett Busby, one of our reporters, anchors, and fill-in host on this particular radio program. He heard me doing a live-action broadcast for one of our stations somewhere, and he popped in. Love the pop-in. Hello, Gary. And it was great to see Mr. Busby finding out what's the buzz in his world. Probably listening right now. It's 8:19. More to come through the hour. There was an announcement by the city of Muncie yesterday that had to do with mental health. There are several other announcements that were not made that are certainly up in the air. We are tracking all of that and more, and we'll bring you facts as they are released to us. More in a moment on WMUN.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, A dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with my name, Clay, as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Hi, I'm Mark Cuban, entrepreneur, businessman, and TV fan. People always come to me for investment advice. So here's a quick tip for you. Stop overpaying for cable and switch to Philo. What's Philo? It's the best way to watch more than 70 of your favorite channels and save big on your monthly bills. You can stream top channels like AMC, A&E, Discovery, live and on demand. Philo's also got a library with thousands of hours of movies and shows just waiting for you. Plus, an unlimited DVR that lets you save all your favorites and rewatch them for up to 1 year. All of this for just $25 a month. You don't need me to tell you that this is a deal you need to make. Philo, now and forever.
Head on over to philo.tv. That's philo.tv. And start your 7-day free trial now.
Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill. Then say, Alexa, play WMUN. Now back to Steve Lindell.
WMUN word of the day is meddlesome. Look it up. I'll use it later this hour. Meddlesome. I've got the info from the coach. Right now, just arrived in the inbox from Smash Cancer yesterday. Coach Tim Cleland was our guest, and he was very pleased to answer this one that I asked. What was the final outcome? 5-0 win for Delta over Yorktown Varsity and a 12-4 win for Delta over Yorktown JV. The other question I asked about the tennis match, of course, was the fundraising effort. They set a new Smash Cancer record, $22,000, the preliminary total. And for the 12 years running now, he says $114,000 for local cancer beneficiaries because of the kids and the coaches and everybody involved and the ones that are kind enough to purchase the items to raise the funds through the years. Thank you, Coach Cleland. Thank you, players. Thank you, both teams, Yorktown and Delta, for the Smash Cancer outcome there. All right, let's go to our list of audio summaries today. How about the snapshot? This is one thing that we do every day just to kind of give you a little softer side of what today is.
It's May 1st, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. May 1st is better known as May Day. Over the years, May Day has taken on many meanings, from ancient religious celebrations to the more modern interpretation as International Workers' Day. Also on this date, in 1920, George Herman Ruth, better known as Babe to baseball fans everywhere, hit his first career home run for the New York Yankees against who else but the team that would go on to be their longtime arch rivals, the Boston Red Sox. the animated children's series about a sponge and his friends that live in a pineapple under the sea.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants debuted in 1999. If it's your birthday today, you share it with famed frontierswoman and sharpshooter Martha Jane Cannery, better known as Calamity Jane, born in 1852. I'm Tushar Saxena with your Fox Daily Snapshot.
On WMUN, Tim McGraw has a birthday today. Also, the country singer is 57 years young. Y'all. You know what? He didn't mention, Tushar Saxena did not mention that today, rabbit, 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 May Day, he said that, but he didn't mention that today is Justin Timberlake Day. For those that are familiar with the JT songs, the song that he did, was it with NKOTB, New Kids on the Block? It's gonna be May. You remember that song, right? Just saying. 8:25, mom's going, who's Justin Timberlake? I got you, Mom. I got you. Hey, you're traveling to a graduation ceremony and you need a hotel room?
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. As graduation day nears, booking a hotel room in a U.S. college town for the big event might break the bank, as many hotel room rates double in price. Whether it's for family weekends or homecoming, smaller communities often get swarmed by visitors far beyond their ability to handle them. In the meantime, pricing algorithms for airlines and hotels surge when demand soars. As a result, parents face super high prices for hotels and flights. So what can they do? Well, it's best to prepare early, with many hotels typically taking reservations a year in advance. So if your child will be graduating next year, start booking now. As far as this year, you might be out of luck. As for parents, weekends in the fall, start booking away at hotels, while Airbnb or Vrbo may offer extra rooms or houses. You might also want to consider checking out GoHokan.com. They specialize in having hotel rooms for high demand dates and allow people to offload prepaid rooms that they don't need anymore, saving you money. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
WMUN. Some good mental health news for the city of Muncie. A release from the city coming yesterday. We'll get to that in just a moment. And we'll also bring you some of the audio from last night's special meeting regarding a one agenda meeting that lasted almost an hour. Stand by. That's next on WMUN.
Are you ready for a fresh perspective on life? It's God's turn to speak. Join us on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. right here on WMUN for God's Turn radio broadcast. During God's Turn, you'll hear from Dr. Daniel Stevens, the senior pastor at Grace Baptist Church in Anderson, Indiana, as he presents powerful truths from God's Word for your life today. Join us for God's Turn at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Does your current trophy wife want a life insurance policy three times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-2856.
Are you financially fit? Your Indiana Secretary of State is providing Hoosiers with the skills needed to gain more control of your hard-earned resources. Track your spending, build an emergency fund, create a budget, and stay out of debt. And if you're too deep in debt, you're not alone. Improving your financial fitness will take some effort, but you can get started right away to become an informed investor and improve your finances. Learn more at sos.in.gov. Sponsored by the Office of the Indiana Secretary of State.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text DANDY to 424-424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text DANDY to 424-424. That's DANDY to 424-424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BLING to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
FM, AM, and Alexa. Live daily and on demand at WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Steve Lindell on Delaware County Today.
Good morning again. It's almost 8:32 Eastern Time, live 92.5 FM, 1340 AM in Muncie and Albany and Yorktown and all of the Delaware County area. Headline release yesterday, City of Muncie Meridian Health Services to provide staff and programming for Muncie Crisis Center. We'll get to more of that release before the end of the hour. First, let's go to last night's special meeting. It was called for the Parks and Rec Department, City of Muncie. And I believe what you're going to hear to start with is the leader, Brad Marshall, talking about the one agenda item that they needed to talk about and deal with last night. Let's bring you some of last night's special meeting at City Hall Auditorium now on WMUN.
So we've only got one item on the agenda tonight that is tabled or carried over from our normal April meeting. A few housekeeping items before we get started. If we've got any comments from the public today, those all will need to be addressed at the microphone. Helps Nikki on the minutes and also includes those at home. Also do have, I guess, an apology or clarification from our last meeting. We discussed the transfer rules regarding the campsites, and I thought that was a policy that we had in place, but it was actually adopted into our rules that we adopted in 2013. So that transfer policy was in the rules that's been published and been on record for the last two seasons now. The item on the agenda for this meeting is regarding the docs and transfers and how that is handled. What I had done was I had legal review documents we've got associated with both the lease and the rules that we've got in place. Had legal team review those with the goal of what does that look like matching the campsite transfers, mirroring that to the docs. When they reviewed the rules as a whole, they also identified a few minor items that were on that list as well. I'm going to go through that here with the board, the items that I've reviewed. Highlight those. We'll have a period for comment from the public. We'll probably have some initial discussion from the board, public comment, and then if we've got any actions to make this evening, we'll go through that. So going through the rules here, I think everybody's got a copy here on the board. On page 4, there was a minor revision, an update. Item Q has been added under General Park Rules Miscellaneous. That reads, violators of Prairie Creek rules and regulations may be subject to trespass at the discretion of Prairie Creek. Trespassers are strictly prohibited from returning to the park premise. That is not necessarily a new rule, but it's clarification and it's included in the rules now. So that's always been a policy. On page 6, under campgrounds and golf carts, we did add the clarification that all daily campers pay a daily fee for ATV or golf cart use while on the premise. That was part of our rates and fees last year that we adopted. Now it's added into the rules here. Also on page 6, we've got under campground miscellaneous, item B, Indian Hill Campground is designated for horse camping only. Yet again, that's always been a rule, just getting those documented and updated here. Page 6 is also miscellaneous item H, clarifies all Prairie Creek leaseholders and their guests must comply with Prairie Creek rules and regulations at all times. All leaseholders shall be responsible for the conduct of their guests and ensure their guests comply with all Prairie Creek rules and regulations. Written notice of violation to any of the rules and regulations at Prairie Creek shall constitute a default by the leaseholder. And the leaseholder shall be subject to eviction in accordance with the terms of their lease. Yet again, that was always a rule that's included in the lease, but now it copies over into the rules that the guests of leaseholders are the responsibility of the leaseholder. Page 8, item in seasonal campground structures, item G, tents in the seasonal campground area must comply with the terms of the Prairie Creek Reservoir lease and the campsite state and federal local laws. No change there. It's
what just, page was that?
Page 8, sorry, Jim.
At the top.
Yep, item G there.
Okay.
So a lot of these, as we go through these, you'll see these are items that were in the lease that we're adding to the rules, so we've got a redundant copy essentially. seasonal campground on page 8 again. Seasonal campground miscellaneous item A was added, so that clarifies the due dates of the payment. Campsite leaseholders shall pay full rent due for their lease premise by the end of business March 31st. Rent payments will be accepted April 1st through the end of business day the 5th. Rent payments made after the 31st but before the 6th are subject to a late fee. Rent payments, no rent payments are accepted after the close of business on the 5th. Failure to pay by the 6th will constitute lease default and campsite will be entered in the lottery at that time. Yet again, that's always been the policy. Now it's put into the rules here. That was mostly housekeeping items regarding the rules. Page 9 is where we start the topics of actual discussion for this meeting regarding docks and transfers. So previously, the only line item in the rules for the docks, I'll read that before we go on. I've got a copy one of these.
Page 8?
Yep. The only previous rule in the boats and docks subsection docks and piers was all docks are privately leased, all others are considered trespassers. The new ruling to match seasonal campgrounds reads as follows. This is a little lengthy, so bear with me here. Boating and docks, section 4, docks and piers. No more than 2 docks shall be leased to an individual's name. Subleasing of the docks is strictly prohibited. Address, phone number must be current and remain on file with Prairie Creek office. Leaseholders are responsible for updating their address, phone numbers on file with Prairie Creek office in the event of any change. leaseholders shall obtain express written consent of the Prairie Creek staff and or Parks Board in order to transfer or exchange any dock. Transfers may only be made to immediate family members. Said transfer shall only be permitted once per year. In the event of a boat watercraft is sold, the dock does not transfer to the new owner of the boat or watercraft. Docks shall be completely vacated at the end of the lease agreement term. Any items left on the dock after the end of the lease agreement term shall be removed at the owner's expense. Any dock that does not have a renewal lease shall be available to the public through an available dock list. Participants are selected from the available dock list for a lease through random selection. Participants that have been evicted from their lease properties are not eligible to be added to the available dock list for the current season. Previously evicted tenants may be eligible to apply for a future lease in subsequent years, pending the reason for the eviction. All docks are privately leased. All others are considered trespass. Dock trespassers shall not launch dock or moor a watercraft or other floating device on any dock
That's
at Prairie Creek.
Brad Marshall talking last night at the special meeting for the Muncie Parks and Rec Department. You can see that entire session on the City of Muncie Facebook page if you didn't attend or watch it or listen last night. I believe that, first of all, thank you to Mr. Marshall. He's already agreed to appear on this radio program tomorrow morning. I had a feeling, I didn't know anything in advance other than the one item agenda thing that they needed to talk about last night, changes to some of the protocols and in some case charges and so on and so forth at Prairie Creek Reservoir. If you don't live around here, by the way, Prairie Creek is a man-made lake, City of Muncie property that is managed and maintained in association with the power company. But it's a really, really nice place for a campground, for a beach area. And then there's the docks and the boat situation as far as the lake is concerned. Anyway, from reading some of the comments underneath the Facebook post from City of Muncie page when I was show prepping this morning for WMUN, I'm Steve Lindell, looks like some people might have taken issue with the charges, how much, and or any increases were being talked about. And then the one issue it seemed to be that people might be very, very interested in is the not allowing of the transfer to somebody else and or subleasing. Some of these are same rules, similar rules. Some of these are new and different. And the reason that I booked Mr. Marshall as a guest for tomorrow morning is he'll be able to clearly summarize the couple few things that are different and changed and why, and or some of the other items around Prairie Creek and or the Muncie Parks and Rec Department. So we're looking forward to that conversation tomorrow. At about 8:30 is the hit time on that interview, so we look forward to that. Just getting information out, facts in the community about that one of many city park parts. That was a subject matter, by the way, on Monday, 765businessjournal.com radio show with Lethay Pegues. George Foley was his guest. They were talking about programs and summer things and kid items in that particular interview. But with Mr. Marshall, we'll be able to talk about some of the other items tomorrow. We look forward to that. If you have any questions you'd like me to consider asking Mr. Marshall tomorrow, you can email those to me today. WMUN@woofboom.com. WMUN@woofboom.com. Danny, regular listener, I got your question already this morning. Thank you for that. Wondering about the Muncie skate park status. I'll certainly make a note and try to ask Mr. Marshall about that tomorrow. And anything else that comes in from listeners, again, the email is WMUN@woofboom.com. Coming back in a moment, lots more to cover. We might also get some more Fleck news, golf excitement for the Cardinals in just a little bit. Stay with us, WMUN.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
More than 200 members of Congress are standing up for AM radio listeners. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act will keep AM radio in cars because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now. Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month and you may text STOP to STOP. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, this is Pete Dahl with Sheriff Goslin Roofing. Spring is here, and along with much warmer, beautiful weather, Indiana is also going to be hit with spring storms. Wind, hail, and extreme downpours pose a challenge to your home, and we're here to help. Our roof and gutter systems will help keep your family warm and dry, just like we have for generations. So if you need Sheriff Goslin, remember to call Pete Dahl, y'all.
Quality work since 1906, Sheriff Goslin Roofing, worryfreeroof.com.
Mancino's Pizza and Grinders, 30-second radio, take one.
Sink your teeth into the freshest, finest.
Mmm, sounds good already. Oh, sorry, forgot to mute my mic.
Fresh bread made daily for grinders, and they hand-toss every...
Sorry, your description is just music to my hungry belly.
Mancino's Pizza and Grinders, open every day at 11 a.m.
Sorry to cut the session short, but I just realized I have an appointment at Mancino's. I mean...
It's just that tasty. Mancino's Pizza and Grinders of Muncie, on Bethel, in front of Rural King.
Hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
WMUN word of the day, meddlesome. The rider was experienced and had no trouble handling the meddlesome horse. Full of vigor and stamina, spirited. Meddlesome, the WMUN word of the day. I learned something this morning from Chad. What's a coalition government?
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. You've heard of former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Well, how about American Prime Minister Mike Johnson? These are the political circumstances now facing House Speaker Mike Johnson. After all, he runs a coalition government in Congress. We hear about coalition governments and parliaments overseas all the time. The United States doesn't have a parliamentary system, but the House of Representatives is practically functioning now as a parliament. It's a coalition government of lots of Democrats and various swaths of Republicans, depending on the issue. So Johnson is the prime minister of this coalition government. He had the votes for Republicans to elect him as the successor to former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy last October. McCarthy's government fell when he leaned on Democrats to approve bills to raise the debt ceiling and pass an emergency spending measure last October. There was a combination of Democrats and Republicans who voted last June to lift the debt ceiling, fund the government, and pass foreign aid bills this year. Ironically, a coalition of Democrats and Republicans seemingly protects Johnson for now. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Next item, WMUN, something new to be scared of. Let's go to our House Call for Health to find out what that is.
This is House Call for Health. Health experts are warning about tiny but dangerous insects that are making a comeback. Doctors say ticks are beginning to pop back up in the warmer months in wooded areas or places with tall grass. Ticks are known to spread diseases like Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. People who are spending time in areas where ticks are present are advised to wear tick repellent as well as long sleeves and pants. Doctors also say the best way to remove ticks is by using tweezers and to clean the area of the bite to prevent infection. Health experts warn to be on the lookout for common symptoms such as fever, chills, aches, and rashes. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention saying early diagnosis and antibiotic treatment of Lyme disease is important and that some symptoms continue even after treatment. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
It is May the 1st, and at 2 o'clock this afternoon, they're going to have a little party at the Golf Center at Ball State University. Coach Mike Fleck and the men's team are going to find out where they get placed for the NCAAs. This interview aired on Monday's Power Hour with our Mark Forster.
People are fired up for Ball State Men's Golf winning their first Mid-American Conference championship as a team since 1986. And the Mid-American Conference Coach of the Year, Mike Fleck, joins us. Coach, congratulations. I guess the best way to start is describe the last 24 hours if you can.
Last 24 hours, nerve-wracking, exciting, satisfaction, tiring, you name it. We've kind of run through it, but you know what? It's all been a blessing and from an awesome thing that happened for our team. And, yeah, I mean, like I told you right before we jumped on, this is probably the best Monday after the MAC championship that I've experienced in my 26 years.
So how many hours of sleep are we on right now?
I'm scared to check my sleep app. Not a lot. I know I lost a few pounds down at Westfield and I didn't sleep very well a couple of the nights and last night, you know, I was trying to do the good thing, the right thing, and respond to all the congratulatory text messages and everything. But, hey, you know what? Again, it's worth it.
Have you had to mute your phone at any point over the last 24 hours because of all those messages?
You know what? The older I get, the more my hearing is leaving me. So I really don't even, you know, when I'm sleeping and it's vibrating, I really don't even hear it. But, you know, again, it's an awesome problem to have. And you know, again, it just you know, for us, it shows the community support that we have and the people that are behind our program and, you know, the alumni and all the friends and family members that follow the program. And, yeah, it's just special.
And Mike Fleck talking to our Mark Forster this past Monday, right after they found out they won the MAC championship, and he won Coach of the Year. Mike Fleck, 26 years as the Ball State coach. I just didn't know it was that long. Have you ever seen Mike? You can hear the energy in his voice, but have you ever seen him? He's doing really well. Golf courses and golf course life is a very, very good place to do your work, and he loves it. He is a Cardinal through and through. Chirp, chirp, Coach Fleck, and the men will find out at 2 o'clock this afternoon. I guess the Golf Channel carries it, the selection show for where the teams are placed at, I think, 6 sites around the country for the NCAAs. And the first round of the tournament, as my friend Joel Gaudette used to say. All right, final item for today. We always like to go on a lighter side of news whenever we can. Let's go fishing in a neighboring state.
The Dean's List with Janice with Dean.
A 15-year-old from Ohio who caught the biggest fish on record makes today's Dean's List. Jaylyn Parker was with her dad, Chuck, and Jeff, a family friend, who witnessed this incredible event near a creek near the Ohio River. The catfish she caught weighed in at over 101 pounds. Yeah. How she managed to catch it was another story, but she used something called a jug line, which obviously is a bit stronger than the usual fishing line. After hauling it ashore, Jaylyn weighed it and snapped pictures as it was officially certified as a state record. Jaylyn's mom says her daughter has had a passion for fishing since she was a toddler and hopes to start her own fishing channel on YouTube to inspire others to pursue their dreams. Jaylyn says, "I want to inspire young people my age to know they can get out there and do and achieve what adults do every day." Meanwhile, the catfish was named Bob, and Jaylyn released it back into the creek. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Oh, no catfish nuggets? That would have been a lot. 100 plus pounds? Ugh. I would have been scared to pull it in, much less physically able to do so. That'll do it for this morning's program. Back again tomorrow, 8 to 9 a.m. It's an everyday thing. It's called Delaware County Today. You can reach out with an email, WMUN@wolfboom.com anytime. The phone number for the comment line that we may use on the radio, your voice, imagine that, is 289-6397, 289-6397. For Emily Guffey, my producer in the Axia Command Center, great work again today. I thank you for listening. I'm Steve Lindell. This is the new WMUN.